Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday, all up in your house, all up around the way, all around you, all up in your area. It's the 24th of the month. 24th of Sagittarius, half man, half horse, all up in there. I mean, it's a good time. It should be a good time. Sagittarius time is normally a good time, so we're going to see about that. We're going to see about it. We already in the thick of it and been into it for 3 days, 2 days. Well, we count 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. This is 3 days. It's the third day. Shout out to all the half men, half horses out there. I got a thing for Sagittarius. I mean, it get on my nerves. Don't get me wrong. I know I get on theirs too, but they different type of people. But we gonna get into this tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We are asking, is it better? Is it best to give without receiving anything back? And I mean nothing. I mean zero. I mean a goose egg. I mean you're getting nothing. I mean a goose egg. You ain't getting nothing back. I mean a goose egg. There won't be no return on your investment. Goose egg. Yeah. Don't have your hand out. Don't have your heart out. Don't have nothing. Don't expect nothing back. You ain't getting nothing back. You gave over a lot, but you ain't getting nothing back. Well. They say nothing in life is free, right? I mean, that's what they say. They say, you know what I mean? Nothing in life is free, son. You ain't going to be getting nothing in life for free, son. So, yeah, I mean, you just go ahead and rock out. Do y'all subscribe to that? Do y'all subscribe to that type of thinking, that type of theory? Do you? Well, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily, Sun 752, Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752. This your daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. But break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arts and Daily. Go get a business show all up in this place right now. Right now, this is how it's going down. Daily, go get a business show. We are asking the question. Oh, yes, we are. We are asking the question. The question is, should you give without expecting to receive? Should you give without expecting to receive? Should you give freely of yourself, your time, your effort, your money, your donations? What's the best nation in the world? A donation! I need it, you gotta give to me. Yo, empty your pockets. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, listen, when you go to church, just like I said, when you go to church, they tell you to pay your tithes or give an offering. And when you give an offering, they say that the Lord blesses you. So you're getting something. I mean, a blessing is a hell of a thing because your blessings can take you way farther than whatever that money amount that you gave will. And isn't that what the preacher always say? That's what the preacher always does. The preacher be like, yo, give, and you're going to get so much more back. Oh, I said, preachers always say, yo, give, and you're going to get so much more. Yeah, I said, the Lord is going to bless you 10 times over. You give $100, $1,000. Yo, there is no amount that you should hold back, yo. Yo, get a stack, yo. $1,000 if you got it. Even if you don't got it, you're going to get a lot more. Right? The Lord don't play. You give a little money, he going to give it a better way. Yo, you know what I said? It's so real. Yo, give all your money to back, relax, and chill. But that's what they say. They say if you pay your tithes, they say if you give a donation, they say if you go to church, you are visiting the church and you peel off, you know what I mean? The choir be sounding good, the sermon was sounding good, you feeling the spirit like, yo, this is nice. This could become my new spirit home. This could become my new church home. This could be my new God home. Churches ain't playing when it come to that. They expect to give you more. Well, they ain't got to pay the tab. God pays the tab for you. But churches have run so much like businesses nowadays that they even have certain funds set up for members of the church who are in need. So they get it. They get it. So I guess, you know, just like you gave, you receive a blessing the church gives. They receive a blessing. Blessings abound. Blessing, but blessings go around. Blessing. How it sound. You never know how good your blessing is going to be, but you know it's going to be hell of a blessing. You'll see. What's going on, Ansel Jones? My brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see you, my brother. What's good, man? Good to see you. You know what I'm saying? And Emily Dunlap in the house. I said to Emily, and she carried right down for the night. Good to have your eyes on you. Glad to have you in my sight. And Carol Chandler, let me favorita. Number one favorita. Yo, number one favorita. Yeah, worried up. YS Books coming on through. What up, Yvette? Yvette Stokes coming through. It's good to see me. Some you for life 48. Yeah, 40. No. Not that long. You're almost there. But we good. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Let's say my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Good to see you, my brother. Thanks for coming on through. You understand we meeting up the mind. You know how we do. And Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? So y'all get it? How y'all feel about this? When you give freely of your time, your efforts, your money, you know, like when you give, do you give without expecting anything in return? You know, like many of us have children. I guess we all have children, right? And when you give to your children, I mean, people say that a parent's love is unconditional, and we make sure that we love our children with all of our hearts, no matter what they do, no matter how they act, no matter how ungrateful they can be sometimes. Speaking of being ungrateful, when it comes to our children, sometimes there have been times some of us have children that are totally ungrateful to the totally ungrateful. And for some of us, that kind of mitigates or regulates how often we give and exactly how much we give. We may still give, but we like, see, I give you money, you give me your ass cash. I give you my time and bail you out, you don't care if you don't come through, no gratitude. Matter of fact, at the time you got an attitude. I mean a bad attitude, not a regular attitude. You be on some other shit and you're really kind of rude. Sometimes I feel like we don't even have the same DNA. Like they exchanged you one day while you was in the nursery when I had you. Cause something ain't wrong with this motherfucker. I'm glad you are grown now, and I don't always have to represent for you. Cause I'm down with some real shit, not you. You be on some other shit, boo. So when we get into our children, we don't really expect to get anything back per se. But we may expect to at least a thank you, a little gratitude, a token of our esteem, of our affection, a token of our gratitude. Like, listen, I got it right now. I'm your parent. I'm supposed to put you on your feet. I'm supposed to give you the tools of success. I'm supposed to make sure that you're able to fly high. And fly high and fly right out there. I'm supposed to do that, and I'm going to do that. However, in exchange for me doing that, the least you could do is not embarrass me. The least you could do is not humiliate me. The least you could do is not make me feel bad about having a lot of turnover on helping you out, assisting you, teaching you. Once again, there are children out there who act like the things that you give them and the things that you teach them and the things that you show them, they act like you show them, and then they etch-a-sketch that shit. Like an etch-a-sketch, they shake that shit up and forget everything that you told them. And sometimes you know that there are some people in your life, and they may be your children sometimes, that will purposely act like they don't know how to do something, or they don't know how to make it on their own because they know that you'll do it. Time after time. Is that right? Is that fair? For all that you give, and you may be paying in money, time, effort, and frustration, you shouldn't expect anything back. Well, goddamn. I don't know. It just don't sound right. It must be my selfish nature, because I'm the Leo. And you know the Leo say, what's in it for me? Oh, yeah, I give, and I give a lot, but guess what? Oh, yeah, you're going to give something back. You sure ain't going to give me your ass to kiss after I help you, because guess what's going to happen next time you need help? See, it don't go that way. No way. It don't go that way. No way. I could be a millionaire. No way. You only need $5. No way. You gave me your ass to kiss. You ain't giving no more that shit. Real. You going to have to hit another lick. Yo, as a matter of fact, you can suck my mother. I'ma tell you a little something. I'ma be real. I ain't trying to give it to a lot of motherfuckers still. I still got a lot of love. And when you come around, I'ma hold you down once again. Now, how that sound? You don't like the way it sounds? Change your ways. I got my shit together right now, and I don't play. So, you don't ask me. Go ask your father, and then we'll see. Annette Davis, the number one. Annette Davis, number one. What's going on, my? How you feeling? I know you was a little under the weather. I'm hoping you're feeling better. Cherry is in the house. Cherry. Do you want to get funky with me? Do you want to? You see, that was about a group called Cherry. There was a group called Cherry back in the 70s, and they had a hit song. Do you want to get funky with me? Do you want to? But there's also a Cinderella day to day. Where's the woman day to day? What fame? Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day. What fame? What's the woman day to day? Now, I know you was a little under the weather too. How you feeling? How you coming along? Is everything all right? Do you need help? Do you need some assistance? Is everything good? Is there anything that we can do? Let us know. See, and just by that, you can clearly see that there are times that we are totally willing to give without receiving. But in some situations, that's just not going to be the case. Should you feel bad about giving and expecting to receive something? Now, wait a minute. Don't get me wrong, because for some of y'all mind starts straight smutting and y'all go right to the tricking game. Like, yeah, that's why you can't accept things from some men. Because next thing you know, they'll be asking you to unzip their zipper and give them head. And I'm like, well, there are certain times when that can be a fair exchange, no robbery. But that you don't swallow a man's man. You don't swallow a man's man just because he took you to the laundromat. Now, and not even if he paid for the laundry. Wait a minute. If you got a lot of loads, let's say you got 3 or 4 kids, a lot of loads, you put them in a 60-pound or an 80-pound washer, and that's like, how much is it? That's like $8. $8 for like the 80-pound washer, right? Depending on which laundromat you go to, and they might have free drying, or you may have to pay for drying, depending. Okay, so a trip to, if he paid for your laundry detergent and your fabric softener and maybe even bleach. Yeah, a laundromat run along with the ride can run you about 50 ones. $50 for some head. I mean, you know, it might not be good head. You said head. You ain't say good head, but the bottom line is that a man should not expect to get head just because he did a woman a favor and took her to the laundromat, unless and of course they was already seeing each other, or she was already, you know what I mean, she was already pressing him to give her stuff, so she was kind of being a user, or you knew that y'all was going to get together eventually because y'all been giving each other the eye, or she was so broke that she needed a place to stay. You took her home, washed up, and everything. You know what I mean? Just like an old puppy used to get back in the day when they had stray dogs. All right, y'all, let me stop playing with y'all. Listen, man. What's going on, Juicy BBW88? What's going on? Hey, I ain't seen you around a while. What's good? Oh, the topic for today. Day, Juicy BBW88. We're talking about, should you expect to get something back for what you give? Should you give without expecting to receive? So somebody gives you something, should you pay them back, or should you at least acknowledge them? Because some people say no. Whenever you give somebody something, just know that you're giving them from the heart. The good Lord compels you to just give from the heart. So you shouldn't be expecting nothing back. You should just, you know what I mean, do your thing and everything be all right. Well, some people subscribe to that kind of thinking. I ain't mad at them. But when you put that to the test, the serious test, does it pass? Is it possible to give without expecting absolutely nothing in return? I think for some, it might be. I think for others, that might be a struggle. You struggling with that, son. You struggling with that. But how is it to you? Because everybody is different. There are some people who don't expect to receive anything back for when they give something because they've never been able to expect anything back when they gave something. Every time they gave something, something was either stolen from them or they were made to feel bad about ever expecting anything back. I mean, some people have been abused that way. Some people have been used that way. Some people have been taken unfair advantage of that way. So some people have been raised like, when you give, you just gonna give. Don't be acting like you want something back. Are you looking like nothing? Now, when we are as young as nursery school, we start learning how to share early, don't we? Don't we start learning how to share? Our teachers show us how to share crayons, how to share paper, how to share anything we get. Anything we are taught to share from a young age, that gets stressed. They stress that to children heavily on Sesame Street. It's always a share thing. Share. It makes you feel better to share. It's more fun to share. Don't take everything for yourself. Don't have to play by yourself. Right? Okay. So what's good? Where do we lose sight of that? Because sharing means I give a little something, then somebody shares with me. So I got the peanut butter. You got the chocolate. You got the chocolate, got the peanut butter. Yo, chocolate, peanut butter. You know that shit sound. Yeah. Now you got the chocolate. I got the peanut butter. That's light skin, brown skin. Brown skin, dark skin, you know how that shit go. Yo, we about to fuck this. Everything is about to be all right. I'm about to put my peanut butter in your chocolate in your peanut butter. We about to mix it around. This shit tastes good. Yeah, well, fuck, you know how that sounds. Everything is going to be all right. About to get it in. Peanut butter, chocolate, Reese's cups for the rest of the night. Yo, what a hell of a snack. She even gave me a little rub on my back. And everything was all right. Dude. Damn, that shit was tight. Share. 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 Even when you was being a fresh little child back in the day. I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Look. Okay. She pulls her pants down, let you look. Okay. So at a very young age, we learned that it's good and proper to share. We learned that it's good to share. I think sharing is good. But, we get our feelings into this thing when we start talking about learning how to give and how to share and how to release some things of yourself to somebody else, for the good of your common man, for the good of humanity, just for the good of the good. Nars Hill says, hold on. Nars Hill says, I said I'm cracking it open if I see an ATM. No, it also says, just be mindful of how free-spirited I am to be in order to give of myself, okay? Okay, word, okay, all right, let me see. Cherry says, please be safe during this Thanksgiving holiday. Everything we do affects others. True that. Thanks for sharing the show, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, I appreciate it mucho. And y'all know y'all can call into the show. We're going to get into that in a minute, just a second. But make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. No, so it says, time with compassion can be expensive to those that have been severely damaged. Word. Now, you know I know all of y'all know what it's like to have dealt with somebody who is damaged goods. Damaged goods. Somebody that's been used, abused, taken unfair advantage of. Somebody that has lost most of their trust issues because you know, every time that they've given of themselves, they got tricked, they got jerked, they got fronted on, they got dissed, they just really been done dirty. And those are the people who have given freely of themselves. See, sometimes we give freely of ourselves because that's our choice. And sometimes we give freely of ourselves because we don't have any other choice. We haven't been shown any other way. Carol Chamberlain says, and Omar, yes, but some forget as they get older. Yeah. Are you talking about the children? Yeah. You know how it goes. Your children, regardless of what age they are, they will show you what it's like to either be giving, or they'll show you what it's like to give without receiving. But the problem is with your children is that you are seeing your work in action. So if you haven't taught them right, then you're going to see them not acting right. That's what you got to, it's some shit you got to deal with, you know what I'm saying? There's just some shit that you got to deal with. Cherry says, I never really expect anything from anyone, but knowing someone cares touches me. It pierces my heart. That has nothing to do with money. But even if you get just a good feeling, that's expecting something in return. That's a lot better than you gave somebody something and they gave you the ass to kiss. How about when you give something to somebody and then they tell you that you ain't never do nothing for them? Not that you've been keeping an itemized list, but I bet you you have a bank statement that can tell you how much you've been given. Withdraw on this date from this ATM, and I wrote a check from this time. I gave it to him, and this time I had to withdraw this money for her. And at this time, when there was all those emergencies occurred, and I remember this time I had to give, and this shit was crazy because I have enough to live. I'm speaking to Liz. I let you come stay with me, and you never once even said thank you. God damn! What the fuck? Yo! And then David says, I don't need nobody putting their peanut butter in my chocolate box, Omar, with the R. How you know you ain't got the peanut butter? Huh? How you know you ain't got the peanut butter? Yeah, it's soft and nutty. It got sweet. The chocolate is hard. Chocolate is hard. The chocolate is hard. He split the chocolate peanut butter was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I mean, on some real shit. I know some of y'all women that gave some dudes some ass before, and he took advantage of the ass you gave him. You know what I mean? Just went in there. Yeah, tried to tear shit up. He just rearranged all your internal furniture. Fuck shit up for like 30, 45 seconds. He just he was done. He wasn't done. He was done. Nigga ain't even say, excuse me. I mean, I think when you bust a nut early, you should have to say excuse me. Like, excuse me? I'm sorry. Excuse me. Pardon me. I nutted fast. Excuse me. He didn't even say excuse me because he about to come through with the excuse. But if he coming through with the same excuse time after time after time, you know you're going to have to write off sex with this boy. You may still fuck him, but you know you already know that you're going to have to sit over. You gonna have to sit off on the side, you know what I mean, leaned up against the pillow while you pop yourself. Pop, 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 jiffy pop, jiffy pop, 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 pop. Hold on. We got some comments over here on the Instagram side. Juicy BBW says, it's sad that some people expect something back when they do something instead of doing from the kindness of their heart. Well, that's an opinion. That's a perspective. Emily, because Emily is in two places, Emily says, Juicy, that's why I don't expect anything from people. If someone do something for me, it's because they want to, not because I ask. See? It's different. I don't think that there's anything wrong with expecting something back for when you give. I ain't even playing that way. Yeah, if I give, you gonna get something back. You may not give it back today. You may not give it back tomorrow. But what I'm not saying is that you don't have to give back exactly what I gave to you. Like, you don't have to match it dollar for dollar or effort for effort or sweat for sweat. But you are going to give something back. You're going to give a thank you. You're going to give some gratitude. You're going to make sure that I realize that I gave for a good reason. You may not, I'm not saying that you have to physically give something back, but you're going to make me feel good. What I might expect back is for you to make me feel good about going out for you, for going the extra mile for you. That is receiving something. That's a reception. That's a reception. That is a reception. Let me see. And then David's talking about something. I'm allergic to peanuts. I'm going to act like I didn't read that, because that's just going to take things in a different direction. So y'all already know what I'm thinking. It's dirty. So I'm going to act like I didn't read it. I'm going to act like I'm acting like I didn't read it. Emily says, I'm allergic to peanuts too. Y'all making this hard. Did I say you're making it hard? Let's keep it moving. Naruto says, it seems like the older we get, we become allergic to almost everything. Yeah, it's because they don't make the food right anymore. Even the natural food ain't as natural as it used to be. It's natural-ish. It's natural-ish. Emily says, even the smell of peanuts and peanut butter makes me sick. This is becoming difficult. Carol, I see what you're saying. Carol, I'm some always, always, like always. Look, I'm trying, man. Every day I try to be a better man. It don't be working all the time, but I be trying. It don't be working. I'm trying, though. And then they said, someone please give a natural method for pain relief, because I feel like a crackhead with the pain meds. Listen, just don't get strung out. Don't Michael Jackson yourself. You know, pain is what it is, and you can't, you know, when you've had surgery or something like that, just look at it on the positive side. The pain that you experience is actually your body trying to repair itself. The nerves in your body have been damaged, and they are sending the white blood cells there to try to attack where the injury was. So you're actually getting better. When you are in pain, that means you're actually getting better. So you're trying to look at it that way. Thanksgiving is in 2 days, and many people are going to sit around their table with a big bird on it and other stuff, and they're going to give thanks. They're going to thank God for bringing the family together in a healthy way, and hopefully nobody gives anybody the COVID. They're going to thank each other for blessing them that day with that food to nourish their bodies, even though most of the food is going to be mad fattening. They're going to thank each other for the love that they have for each other, and the ability to unite and convene. They're going to thank each other for the children that they have and being able to raise their children. They're going to thank each other for their financial position, regardless of what their financial position is. They're going to thank God for a whole lot of things and a whole lot of blessings that they receive. Roof overhead, shoes on feet, coats on their back. You know, and they're right to be thankful. But that kind of shows you that even God expects something back for what he gives. You got to pay homage. Many of us pray every night before we go to bed. And we pray for whatever it is that we need. You know, I was on a post years ago with a cousin of mine. And my cousin was saying, she was not only saying that it's all right to expect something in return for what you give, but she was also saying, her and this other religious dude or whatever, they were saying that it's perfectly fine to ask God to give you money. It's okay to pray for money. I've never prayed for money a day in my life. I've never asked God to give me money or a car or a house or cash. What I have asked, I've asked around that. I've just asked for the health of my family, and myself, my loved ones, people that I care about, people who care about me. That's what I pray for every night. I've never had the balls to be like, God, yo, can you talk to my boss and, you know what I mean, see if you can get me a better position? You know what I'm saying? Like, I need like about 30 or 40,000 more for per year, or at least get me up out of that job so I can. I've never done that. For some reason, it just didn't seem really right. But maybe it is. My cousin seemed to believe it wholeheartedly. She was like, no, it's perfectly fine to ask God for money. And I was like, it seems to me like you should ask the devil for money. Keisha Bruton. What's going on, Keisha Bruton? Keisha Bruton, glad to see ya, KB, all up in the place. We'll see. We'll see. That's right, I said something to leave peanuts alone. Leave peanuts alone. Emily told me something really, oh, you be trying? Let it out. Better than in. I'm just saying. Keisha says, what's natural about a watermelon with no seeds? Mustard is a natural pain reliever. It is. Mustard is pain reliever. We have like Charlie horses. Y'all, look. Annette knows about me and that damn and that damn mustard. You got cramp? I used to take the mustard, the bottle of mustard and pour it in people's mouth. I used to be like, ah. It'd be like, oh my, how come I can't hold it? No, me. You know what I mean? I gotta have this power. It gotta be like, open up. Ah. I'd be like, why you pouring so much? Mouth all bitter, sour and shit. They'd be like, this shit ain't work. Damn, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Yeah, mustard is a hiker's best friend. Best friend. Or it's good for Charlie horses. Now, but you might be on to something, Keisha, but I've never known it to straight kill pain, like physical pain of like when you're hurting without working out. But I guess that's not totally out of the realm of this of possibility. And it's the vinegar. It's the vinegar in the mustard that actually is doing the work. But it works like this. And I got put onto that by somebody who worked in the nursing home. Because those seniors in the nursing home knew how to kill some pain instantly. Like, sometimes I don't want the morphine. No. Let me see. Carol says, 4 days out of the year, I look forward to overindulging with food. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and my born day. I'm not gonna find no problem with that. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bus and grub. I don't see nothing wrong. Nothing. Nada. Nada. Keisha says, yes, migraines and body aches. Get out of here. So next time I get a headache, I can just take some mustard instead of some Tylenol? Or you said migraines. Migraines is serious. That's more serious. It's more serious. And that David's talking about something. You telling the truth about the mustard. You know, Annette. I just take a nap and open your mouth. And all right, I don't believe you grabbed my teeth with your fucking head. Right. Now, I mean, get physical. I don't play motherfuckers having pain around me. Come here. You mean you're fucking, what? Your legs hurt, you broke that ankle. Open up. I love being sadistic sometimes. It's so much fun. But, you know, we talk about giving without the expectation of receiving. To me, it's kind of like a ridiculous concept. When you work out, you expect to gain more muscle. You expect to get more, have more stamina and endurance. You expect to be healthier. You're not just beating yourself up, and you know what I'm saying, for no good reason. You know. Narcel says to the hustlers, from the dealers to the ballers, praying is part of the daily mantra. That's true. I just don't know if it's all right to ask God to, you know, straight up for cash. Like if I was a dope boy, if I was a hustler, I'd be like, listen, yo, God, can you just keep the bullets off my back? Listen, I know I'm doing wrong. I know I'm not supposed to be out there selling that shit. My mama ain't even raised me like that. But my daddy wasn't around, and you know what I'm saying? We had bills to pay. There was girls out there, and they was fly as shit. How was I gonna get Keisha? How the fuck was I gonna get Keisha without this cash, baby? I mean, God, Father God. Father God, keep the bullets off my back, yo, please. Father God, I'm getting down on my knees. Father God, please help me. Father God, don't let him kill me. Father God, it's all in my hands. No one can, but please don't let your plan take me out. Don't have my mom at my funeral screaming and shouting, yo. That's my baby, he ain't never do nothing. Yo, that's my baby, he ain't never do nothing. My baby ain't never do nothing. They shot them all up. That shit is wild. Wow. My baby ain't never hurt nobody, but he still got smoke the baby's party. My baby ain't never hurt nobody, but he still got smoke the baby's party. Deneen Super Deneen, Queen Deneen Super. What's going on, Queen Deneen? How you feeling, my? Good to see you. Word up. Okay. YS Book says, a tablespoon of vinegar works for headaches too. Yeah, vinegar. Vinegar is on some other shit. It cleans everything, including inside of your body. You know what I mean? Many people have passed the drug test because they drunk a whole bottle of vinegar. It don't go down easy, though. It don't go down easy. It's like drinking vodka. Emily says, next time I have cramps or pain, I'll try the mustard. Yeah, and you ain't got to. It don't have to be a whole lot of it. Like a tablespoon of it. You be straight. And you're going to be like, you're going to be shocked out of your mind. Like, get the fuck. How old were you when you found this shit out? Bloody goddamn. You been living in pain all them years. Been living in pain all them years, son. Yeah, team said, y'all put me on something with the mustard and the vinegar. Thanks. Yeah, I thought you knew. Tell a friend. You ain't gotta suffer in silence. Yell that shit out. Ah! It's all good. Emily says, but will the mustard work on the knee that has been broken? Or that's not for extreme pain? I don't know. I would say try it. You sure ain't going to lose nothing. You ain't going to lose nothing, that's for sure. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. And then David says, my daughter told me about pickle juice. Yeah, but that has a lot of sodium in it. You got to watch out for the pickle juice. He says, yes, inflammation. So it works for knees too. By the way, I put mustard in the Colerain. Speaking of Colerain, hold on,
guys. Hey, yo, say, I knew I
got no drink. Gotta have some drink. Here goes some drink. This shit got mustard in it. You know what I'm saying? A cherry was busted. Her mother was disgusted. She hit her head with a jar of mustard. I know a girl named Millie. Acts real silly. Lives in the Bronx, but she comes from Philly. It's no secret that she smokes illy. Acting all wild like a wild hillbilly. Y'all remember that song? The song came out in 1985. It was called Girls by the B-Boys. You remember that song, Nars? Girls. All right. He said cinnamon for pain and arthritis. Cinnamon is real good for diabetes. Keep that sugar. Keep that sugar down. So for all y'all cake and cookie popping ass niggas. You know what I mean? It'll help you out. Help you out. Okay. No. The Boogie Boys sung Fly Girl. A 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 fly girl. Fly girl. The B-Boys sung Girls. Know a girl named Nita. Rock by Peter. Rack by Matt. And dog by Skeeter. Wait a minute. I knew a girl named Vicky. I gave her the hickey, but in the other room where her boy was her boyfriend Ricky. It's gonna take me a minute, son. But you know what I'm saying? You can look it up. You know what I mean? Go on your YouTube channel and put in the B-Boys Girls. You know what I'm saying? You rock that shit. That shit was a dope jam. Will Thorne. What's going on? How you feeling? Good to see me from you. Word up. Let me see. Captain says, Omar, don't start with the cakes and pies. I'm baking two tomorrow. I'm just saying. Take the cinnamon and so nobody have a seizure. The last thing we need is at this Thanksgiving. It's for one of our loved ones to have a seizure. You know the COVID out there. You ain't going to be able to really service them right. You know what I mean? Everybody sitting around, after y'all get finished eating, everybody get masked up. You know what I mean? Such and such had a seizure on some diabetic shit. Like, no, you, I don't know if she got the shit. I ain't got the shit. That's your mom, man. That's only my aunt. And that's not even, that's my great aunt. That ain't my aunt. You know what I'm saying? Vinay Hardesty, what's going on? What's going on, Vinay? Vinay Hardesty, how y'all feeling, man? How y'all feeling? Thanks for coming on through. Ohio is here, and you know how they do. Word up. But yeah, So back to what we was talking about. Should you give without expecting to receive? Is that the way to... Now, listen, man. Even when we talk about charity, when businesses give charity, you know, when they give donations and stuff like that, they get a tax break. They're not giving totally and freely of themselves. They're getting something in return. So people give millions of dollars to organizations or whatever. You think they don't get nothing back? They get tax write-offs. They get tax breaks. They get Uncle Sam off their back. I'm not saying that there isn't any altruism in what they have given. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that they only gave so they could receive, but they do get something. They do get something back for what they gave. And there's nothing wrong with that. They're helping out. So why shouldn't they get a little something back? Whether it's time or money or whatever, whatever. YS Book says, remember Dear Yvette by LL? I hate that song. It was a dope song, Yvette. It wasn't personal. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really trying to hurt nobody. You probably think I had a little too much Bacardi, but that's not the problem. The problem is Yvette. How bad can a girl's reputation get? See, you're the kind of girl that all the homeboys met if you're definitely that Yvette, because she'll say bet. Dear Yvette. Dear Yvette. I don't really know what the story is, so you can either ask Curly or Larry or Mo or El, Sebastian, Mookie, or Joe. As, like Santa Claus said, she's like, ho, ho, ho. And if you just go say hello, like you're a little angel, but we all know ever since she was 11, she's been acting this way. You always got a bed when you wanted to play. You're a freak. They call you Lady Godiva. Some chicks are loud, but that is lava. How could you not like that song? It's dope. He met that New York Queens Yvette. He ain't mean that Germantown Happy Hollow Yvette. No, no, no. No, no, no. Keisha Bruton giving out good, you giving out that good shit. Try to make a tea. It's turmeric, cinnamon, and ginger mix with fresh lemon juice mixed with hot boiling water will help your knee. Sounds very organic. Very alkaline. Good shit. And then David says, I noticed that certain music is geographic, known only in certain regions. Well, the songs I sung were known in our region. Now, you might have been in the Navy at the time. So those records may not have made it overseas. May not have. May not have. But they were still rocking over here, baby. Yeah, I mean, that was back when hip-hop was in its infancy. You know, we didn't know how far that shit was going to go. We didn't know it was going to blow like that. Okay. And that says, I give without expecting anything in return, but I'm not going to be the only one giving, though. Why not? You doing it without expecting anything in return? Just keep giving. Just keep giving, just keep giving, just keep giving, just keep giving. And then David says, I like that Grandmaster Flash song with my name in it. What song was that? I'm sure you know. Get it all right. Come on, man. I don't know, man. I might have to leave this alone. Okay, all right, we good. Acting a little funny. Vinay Hardesty says, I don't believe in charity for real. Somebody somewhere is planting seeds, at least to get some good in return. I ain't got no problem with that. Cherry, your middle name is Yvette? What a coinky dink. What a coinky dink. Dana Yvette. Who the fuck it? And it says her name. He says Annette, her name, and that's the truth. You finished. So you're saying that you don't remember the name of the song? So look, we can pull it up right now. Vanessa says me either. I mean, listen, I just don't think that it's wrong to expect something in return. You don't have to get equal or more than what you gave, but to expect something. I mean, even if you just expect a good feeling, I'm just having a problem. Having a problem with that. I got a problem making a problem with that. Oh, you said the beginning of the statement was for a previous thought. Okay, cool. Just like I don't believe that love is unconditional. I don't believe it either. You might be onto something here. You said you used to? Yeah, well, life has a way of changing a few things. You know, it has a way of changing some of your belief system. And that's not always a bad thing. You know, experience will be your real teacher and your real guide when it comes down to it. Experience. I mean, not everybody is going to have the same experiences, and things aren't going to affect everybody in the same way. So you have to take your experiences in stride for what it's worth. Hold on. But yeah, I just don't think that there's anything wrong with expecting something back. I know if I give you something and you don't even say thank you. If I hold the door open for a lady and she don't say at least thank you, like, okay, I guess you must be one of them. Oh, the end up independent women. Not that there's anything wrong with being an independent woman. But sometimes we take the independence thing a little too far. I say, if a man wants to do something for you, let him do it. He might not expect anything more from you than what he's been giving you already. Like, if you already been fucking a dude, if he give you something expensive, what are you going to do? Like, he done already got him all up in the pie. Shoot, he might be giving you some gratitude cash. Like, I know you be giving it up to me and all of that, and I don't be doing with it what I'm supposed to do. But here's a tennis bracelet. It's just a little token of my erection. It's just a token of my erection. That's all. Just a small token. No big deal. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because there are women who got your back, and there's women who will get on their back. And sometimes they're the same women. Sometimes. I just don't think that there's anything wrong with expecting a little something. Let it be the potatoes, not the meat. And you don't have to expect something back immediately either. You can give things a chance to develop. No, what you know. Oh, but they says, then I learned that I had conditions but didn't know it. I was focusing on the wrong things. Well, is it possible that you can believe in unconditional love until you recognize the conditions? Like, maybe you were. Maybe your love was unconditional before you realized that you were supposed to place conditions on them. No, it says, Evanay, truth, love is not always enough. Keisha says, that's true. Sometimes you get tired of continuously giving to people and never getting something back. You live, you learn. Oh yeah, it's nasty. Yeah. Okay. It's nasty. That was actually a remake of another song that was out at the same time. Okay, cool. Couch English says, I really don't expect anything in return, but if you see me struggling, give me a life rope or something. Right, right. You saw me sinking in quicksand. You could throw me something. I mean, pull me up out of it. Let me drown. You know how horrible a death it is to suffocate? That ain't cool. Renee says, but I don't respect people who do scandalous stuff and use the forgiveness of Jesus and give things to pretend to be genuine or the blame of the devil to make excuses. The devil made me do it. He do be making me do stuff, though. You can't know God and not know the devil. You can't know God. You can't know God and have absolutely no conception of the devil. You have to be aware of the challenges and the pitfalls, the temptations. Lord, lead me not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory forever and ever. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless her. Lord, bless me, but don't tell her nothing about it. But bless her into submission. Bless her, Lord, into submission. I gotta get on this thing. I gotta have a mission. Yo, just a couple of hours, I'll be good. Yo, Lord, make it understood. Yeah, we gonna get this thing going. We gonna get it popping. Yo, we started dropping. Everything is gonna be all right when it comes through. You know what we about to do. Now, there is change. There ain't no robbery. We gonna get a little sloppy and slobbery. And then we gonna rest. Everything is gonna be all right. No contest. It's not me against you. You against me. Me and you, we totally free. And so it's now. You know what time it is. Everything's gonna be all right. It is. Everything is gonna be all right. It is. Everything is gonna be all right. It's the GG Show. Daily Go Get a Listen Show. Y'all know what it is. You know we doing, y'all. All right, man. All praises due. All praises due. Father God. All right. Y'all think I'm blaspheming. Anything I. No, I still say. I can't stand those phony Jesus freaks. Yo. when I was doing stand up, I was gonna do this skit called the Prophet and the Jesus Freaks. It was a group. The Prophet and the Jesus Freak. Jesus. Okay. Anyway. Vinay said, I don't know. I don't know how to take you right now. Don't even worry about it. Anything good. And then he says, I'll give someone advice, but don't expect for them to follow. Just my opinion. Word up. Carol Chamberlain says, preaching and doing evil things every chance they get. That's right, Norris, but he lets them have their turn. Everybody gotta get their turn. You get your turn before you get the urn. Well, you get your turn before. Well, everybody gets their turn to get earned. No, a lot of people get buried. Most people get buried. All smiles. That's my girl. All smiles and brown eyes came back through. That's what's up, man. Thanks for coming up. Thanks for coming out. Even though y'all coming back on the end, it's all good. We gonna do your birthday shout out, and then we gonna holla back. We do that birthday shout out. And everything is going to be okay. Thank you. All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious November 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-T-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-T-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-T-E-C-C. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-T-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-T-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. Tanya Davis, happy birthday to you, Ms. Davis, and also Sharon Powell turning the hell. Anyway, and Latoya James turning 26 years old today. Happy birthday, youngin. And my girl, Erica lives right across the street from my mom. That's my girl right there, turning 45 years old today. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, what's up now? Do the damn thing, E. And Kathy Horn, happy birthday to you, Kathy. And go get a and grown folks business. Michelle Robinson turning 54 years old today. Shelly Shell and Maxine Nelson. Last but not least, Maxine Nelson turning 67 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious November 24th. Anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, the rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember. Yo, check this out, Pete Game. Yo, feel me on this. Yo, listen to what I'm saying. I don't think that it's wrong to give in order to receive. I mean, no. I don't think that is wrong to give with the expectation of receiving something, but I do think that is not a good thing to give just in order to receive, because that's not even really giving. That's just making a deal. For example, like we were talking about, what businesses give to an organization where they donate money to a specific cause, and they get a tax break. So, you know, they get to write some things off with their taxes, and that would have been more than what they would have had to have spent on the taxes. So they said, the hell with Uncle Sam, I'm going to help this school. The hell with Uncle Sam, I'm going to help these fools. The hell with Uncle Sam, I'm going to help these blacks. No, I ain't going to help no fucking blacks. You can't do that. But we can give a couple of dollars and holler because we think that a couple of dollars help us. But you know that it really don't. All it really does is create another smoke screen. But give when you can give and if you can give. That's the most I can ask for you. I know that's the most that I would do for myself. You know what I'm saying? But love is love, baby. Love is love, baby. No matter what, somebody is going to receive something because somebody is going to give something. So, yeah, exactly how it plays out is going to be different from person to person. But there is a certain feeling that you get when you do give to somebody. There's a feeling I get when I look to the west and the spirit is crying for... Y'all probably don't know that one. That was Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. Y'all probably only know the OJ Stairway to... That was a good song, too. All right. If you haven't shared the show yet, share the show. If you haven't pressed that like button, and that's highly likely from what I see, press the like button. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, subscribe to the channel. We will be back tomorrow night for Thanksgiving Eve. And it's crazy. Because back in the day, I think about all the other Thanksgiving Eves that I used to celebrate. We'd go out, do shows, drink, get all crazy drunk. Like on Thanksgiving morning, I used to be fucking toast. Ready, do it again. Do it again. Now I'm clean. But if you are gonna indulge over the holiday or whatever, you know, have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Be careful. We still have to wear our masks. And then by the looks of things, it looks like even for the people that we love and trust, we got to make sure that our love and trust allows us to protect each other from each other. Because shit, you can catch a disease just the same way you can catch it from a stranger. All right, so let's not get into all of that. But have fun, man. You know what I mean? If nothing else, have fun. The holidays are still the holidays, and don't let a pandemic take away your good days, because that's what you need. So when the good Lord gives you the good days, let that be in exchange for you paying homage for what he's giving you. All right? Y'all have a good night. I'll talk to you later. Everything is going to be all right. I'm going to let Instagram go first, because I keep forgetting to turn that shit off. They be watching me pick my nose and talk to myself and pick. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, shit. All right, so let me get y'all up out of here. And thanks for coming through, y'all. Appreciate it. Love is love. Peace. All right. And then, okay, make sure that I had to make sure that yo. All right, Blog Talk. You're gone. You are out of here.